So we have just heard from the Commissioner for Older People, Eddie Lynch, this morning. He has published the summary of where he thinks it's at the moment. It's entitled The Commissioner's View, and I would recommend you go on to his website and try to find in full detail what he has said. One of the issues that we have been talking about this morning is accountability. And in the chapter entitled Accountability and Governance in the Commissioner for Older People's report, it says the following, and I'll read some of this in as much as I can. And bear with me here, because I think the detail's important. It says the Commissioner's Home Truths Report made five recommendations for change under this theme of accountability and governance. These focused on the Commissioners of Care contracting with providers who have strong systems of governance, reviewing the regional contract, and the need for clear escalation policies for all RAs. With 90% of all care home placements provided by the independent sector, it is essential that homes and their parent companies are properly accountable for the standards of care and operate within appropriate governance frameworks. RAs, by the way, is relevant authorities. The Department of Health committed to setting up a health and social care wide working group to respond fully. They confirmed communication was a likely area of focus for the independent review team and will consider all pertinent recommendations. The composite response from the Department of Health passes primary responsibility for governance and accountability for commissioned services to health and social care trusts. All trusts, with the exception of the Southeastern Trust, accepted this recommendation. The Southeastern Health and Social Care Trust partially accepted the recommendation. So clearly, we would like to know, why did they not fully accept the recommendation? Why is the Southeastern Trust at odds with every other trust in Northern Ireland? Nikki Patterson is the Director of Nursing and Older People Services at the Southeastern Trust. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why is your trust different from the rest?
Well, first and foremost, Stephen, I would want to reflect my apologies and my thoughts with all of the families of those who had a poor experience in Dunmurry Manor before I go into any further detail. And I was listening to the radio before I came on, Stephen, and I heard you saying about this being a personal issue, and it's a personal issue for me too. So in terms of accountability and governance, Stephen, I would want to emphasise that from a South Eastern Trust perspective, we absolutely accept the accountability and governance that sits with us. And any
for the future or the past, Nikki?
For absolutely, for we recognise from the past and moving forward, Stephen, and we absolutely recognise since the Commissioner's report was issued in June 2018, we have been putting changes in place. There's more to do, and we recognise that. But I would really want to emphasise any relation to the comment around partial acceptance really was only an interpretation of the fact that there are lots of different organisations involved in this complex system. But the elements of the system for which we need to take accountability, we absolutely accept that.
Well, I look, I'm confused. First of all, thank you for coming on. But I'm genuinely confused in that every other trust seemed to be able to get to the point where they were fully accepting governance and accountability. Their systems must be as complex as yours. Indeed, the Belfast Trust, which has accepted it in full, is a bigger trust than yours. So which parts of this governance and accountability have you not accepted?
And the point that I'm making to you is in relation to the recommendation, the elements of it that are our responsibility, we absolutely accept. And perhaps it would be helpful to clarify for the Commissioner and for your listeners this morning that and the acceptance of that recommendation as it applies to the South Eastern Trust, we absolutely accept.
But you were given a chance, before Eddie published this report, you were given a chance to respond. So how have we got to the point where you're having to come on to the Nolan Show this morning post-publication?
And
to clarify.
For me, Stephen, it's around the interpretation of partial acceptance or not. But the point that I want to make really clearly is that for the elements that we have responsibility for in the South Eastern Trust, we are not in any variance at all from our colleagues in the other trust.
But you are, in the view of the Commissioner for Older People. So, you know, to make this real, for you're saying that you're also talking to our listeners this morning, as well as the Commissioner.
Absolutely.
So what part of the recommendation are you not taking responsibility for? Or is the Commissioner's report inaccurate?
No, because the recommendation, I'm really conscious, Stephen, as you said, when I was listening to you before I came on air, this can all become really complex and convoluted for your listeners.
So make it simple for me.
I'll try to keep it as simple as I can. And in terms of Recommendation 55 talks about sharing an analysis of communication regarding concerns about low standards of care must be improved within and between the trusts, the RTIA, including its board and the Department of Health, to enable more efficient and effective information flow, action and follow-up in all matters pertaining to failures of care. And the elements of that that are the trust responsibility, we absolutely accept. And I think the partial acceptance was simply recognising the fact that within that recommendation, there are also elements for our colleagues in RTIA, in the board and in the department. So I hope that, I know it's a long sentence and I apologise to your listeners for the complexity of it, but what I'm trying to explain and get across to yourself and your listeners is that for the elements that the trust has accountability for, we absolutely accept that.
Okay, I'll come back to that in one moment. Did the trust get advance notice of this report?
Did the trust get advance notice? We knew.
Did you get sight of this?
Families.
Did you get sight of it?
The actual report was, and I think it's relatively routine practice, was shared embargoed.
Sure.
Prior to it being released.
Sure.
Yet.
So when it was shared embargoed, presumably you read it. You're the director of nursing. Did you worry before the Nolan shows raised it, that you're the only trust to have been highlighted, and did you raise it with anybody?
I think, two things, Stephen. One, when, as you would know, when something's shared on an embargoed basis, it's not being shared from a point of view of factual accuracy. It's being shared in advance of it being released on a wider and to the public. So the report wasn't shared in the context of factual accuracy. It was shared in the context of being provided to us before it went to the public.
Sure, but did you raise it before this morning with the Commissioner?
No, we didn't. And the point I'm making, Stephen, is that the partial acceptance is only around the fact that the Trust was accepting the elements of that recommendation that referred to the Trust. So the
okay.
Issue
okay. Okay.
is complex. And
all right. Okay, fair enough.
I got into the complex detail, but
fair enough. So can I then focus on what you're essentially saying, if I try to understand this, what you're essentially saying is that the South Eastern Trust are accepting full accountability, responsibility for governance and accountability for commission services within your trust area, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the aspects of this complex system that are the responsibility of the board or the department or RTIA or indeed okay. providers themselves.
Okay. So Nikki, in terms of the things that have gone wrong over recent years, for people within the responsibility, for residents,
yes.
The South Eastern Trust placed in care homes, how has that accountability manifested itself? Who has been held accountable?
So, Stephen, when any issues have been brought to our attention in relation to any resident in a home that we have commissioned that place, we have endeavoured to do all that we can to resolve that situation.
No, that's resolving it, and I understand that, and I've seen evidence of that. Who has been held accountable? Because accountability is not about someone putting it right when they've allowed it to happen or they haven't done their job well enough so that it has happened. So accountability is about someone being held responsible for it happening. Has anybody within the South Eastern Trust put their hand up and said, I am accountable and responsible for that wrongdoing?
And I think, Stephen, that the accountability, and this isn't dodging your question at all, But the accountability for the system, there is accountability at a number of levels across the system, and all of us, myself included, have a responsibility to ensure that we make things better moving forward, and we've been working hard at doing that.
I hear that, but that's moving forward, and you're talking about a system. You see, when I was talking, I'm in the fortunate position of I spoke to quite a few of the relatives from the very beginning of this story. And what they were telling me from the beginning of this story nearly 2 years ago is that what the system does is the people within the system, the senior people within the system, they all say it's a systemic problem. And these are senior people on big...
Then we're just being pushed from pillar to post and no one individual is taking responsibility.
Which is why I come back to my question. For the wrongdoing in the South Eastern Trust, has any individual taken responsibility and said, I'm to blame for that going wrong?
And the point that I'm making to you, Stephen, is that when things go wrong, it is very rarely down to one individual. And what the system must do, and we all must do, and I reiterate myself included, is look at how we can do things better. And we have been doing that. We're on a journey. We have made a number of improvements. Yeah. So, for example, there are a number of systems that we have in place now and ways of doing things that are different to how they would have been at the time of the Dunmurry Manor case.
Sure, but the same...
We've got it all right and there's more to do.
Sure.
But only, there are elements that we can do ourselves and there are elements of making things better that we need to do in partnership with the other organisations.
Sure. And can I say this on, in defence of you this morning, that you've chosen to come on the radio today, so you are absolutely, categorically not the only senior person. There are many senior people throughout many trusts in Northern Ireland who this applies to. And you shouldn't be taking all the flak because you've chosen to call us this morning. But I guess, Nicky, the cynic would say, and some of the families who I was working with and gathering their stories would say, is that what the senior people within the health service are now trying to do is they're trying to make this about going forward and the journey forward and what type of people they will be going forward. The senior people in Northern Ireland, many of them are the same people who did very little about this when it was happening.
Well, Stephen, I would go back to and
which is why I come back to, yeah. Have any of those people been held accountable? Is there anyone within the South Eastern Trust who has been disciplined at all? Anyone? Any of you?
Stephen, I would go back. In terms of myself, I have been in the organisation for a period of time, and I certainly was in this post during the time of the Dunmurry Manor. Very, very difficult time for, as I've emphasised at the beginning, for families and for those residents. And it would not be my view that we didn't do anything. That I don't think would be an accurate interpretation.
Sorry, I think that's fair, and I think that was unfair for me to say that. That was a clumsy phrase. But possibly didn't do enough, Nicky, would be fair.
And that's why I recognise, Stephen, there are things that have needed to change. And you've mentioned going forward, yes, but I wouldn't want to give anyone the impression that it's just from today going forward. It's absolutely not. We're on a journey. And the issuing of the Commissioner's report was absolutely an opportunity to then refocus again.
But you would be senior enough, both within the South Eastern Trust and the health sector, to be familiar probably as to what's going on in other trusts, because it's like any organisation, right? You get to know the senior people within the different trusts. You're the Director of Nursing for Older People Services at the South Eastern Trust. On behalf of all of those elderly people who are now dead, who died in pain, on behalf of all of those families who wrote hundreds of letters to the system and were stonewalled, I've seen it. Has there been one senior official within any trust in Northern Ireland who has been reprimanded in any way?
I'm not in a position to comment on anything over and above the South Eastern Trust, Stephen.
Okay. Has there been anyone within the South Eastern Trust who has been reprimanded or disciplined in any way? Or are they being allowed to go forward in this journey?
I go back to my point, Stephen, that what we are focusing on is making things better.
Yeah, you've been allowed to make things better, but you don't think it's a fair question on behalf of the public to say, so no one is being held responsible for what happened in the past? No one?
I think, Stephen, and back to your point around how difficult this has been for families, and I fully appreciate that. And for us as a system, and when I say that, I mean including, it's really, really important on the journey forward that we include those families who have had such a difficult time, and I really welcome and thank the families for the degree to which they've engaged with the system.
Were you welcoming them a couple of years ago?
We were, Stephen. On any occasion where a family member brought an issue to the Trust, we endeavoured to do everything that we could. Now, I appreciate that at times, absolutely, families will feel, well, that wasn't enough, but we absolutely did our best and will continue to do our best to resolve issues as they arise. And of course, as one of your other callers mentioned, of course, what we would want to get to is that it's not that we actually have to be firefighting when issues go wrong, but we actually have a system where issues go right.
All right. Look, just one final question, Nikki. So I've pushed you about the past, fair enough. Going forward, if there are elderly people suffering needlessly in care homes in Northern Ireland where the South Eastern Trust have placed that person in a care home, okay? So under the South Eastern Trust,
yes.
Do you agree going forward that as the Director of Nursing that you are responsible and accountable for that wrongdoing?
I agree, Stephen, that I have absolutely a role to play in that. I would appeal to any family member if they have concerns with the care of their loved one in any facility, that they, not just within the South Eastern Trust, but in any facility, that they raise those concerns in the first instance with the home manager. And if they are not receiving satisfaction in that regard, that they then come to the host trust. And absolutely, it is incumbent on us to then manage that.
Sure. I think this is really important, because what essentially you're doing, Nikki, and again, it's in the public interest to do so, and thank you for doing so. You're asking the public to trust you going forward, which is why I'm going to ask one more time. If an elderly person isn't treated properly in a care home, and of course, if that's down to something that you could not have known about, then it would be ridiculous for me to be asking if you're accountable and responsible. But if it is seen to have been a systemic problem going forward, are you accountable and responsible?
And I think, Stephen, and I'm not dodging.
In other words, if there's a care home over a period of time, let me give some examples. If there's a care home who over a period of time have a pattern of not giving the right medicine to people, if there's a care home over a period of time who do not give medicine to people, these are all real examples, by the way, not necessarily within your trust, but what happened in Northern Ireland. If there's a care home where, curiously, documents are not filled in and are left blank when there's a requirement to do so.
And I think, Stephen, we have absolutely, and the trust has a responsibility.
So let me finish the question, though.
There is also a responsibility for the regulator.
There is, but let me finish the question. If there is a pattern in those homes and you, as the Director of Nursing and Older People's Services, continue to allow future residents to be placed in those homes, are you accountable and responsible as the Director of Nursing?
And I would say that I have a role to play in that, Stephen, but equally our colleagues in the Regulation Quality Improvement Authority and RQIA also have a role to play in relation to the quality of care within
okay.
the environment.
Okay. Listen, I thank you so much for coming on. I guess this is how it should work, Nikki. And you're reassuring people. The top line message is you're reassuring people this morning. You are taking accountability and responsibility like the other trusts, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks very much. Nikki Patterson, Director of Nursing and Older People Services at the South Eastern Trust.